He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning live edition. It is October 6th edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Hopefully you're not headed west from the eastern coastline of Florida or South Carolina at this time. Hopefully you're safe and sound somewhere and where you can ride this thing out. Little bit of a storm in the market today. Right now, the Dow is down 83 points. You know, can we get 2 days in a row of up moves? We had a great day in the market yesterday. Now we're giving back 83 points today. Easy come, easy go. We're at 18,197. The S&P is making a little comeback here. Oil stocks are actually having a very good day today. As oil bumps ahead of $50 a barrel for the first time here in a long time. The S&P is down 6 points right now. That works out to about 0.3%. S&P 500 at 2,153. NASDAQ down 24 points, 5,292. A little weakness in the biotech sector here this morning and also in Twitter. Crude oil is up 60 cents per barrel, and now it's above $50 for the first time since June. $50.43. That's a double in crude oil almost since the January low. I remain bullish on the energy patch, as you know. Many new highs yesterday amongst a lot of my holdings in the energy patch. Gold is down $11. Gold looks awful. $12.57. Silver looks awful. Down 27 cents to $17.42. The euro's at 1.11. Interest rates are moving higher. 1.74. Ding, ding, ding. Little warning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, we're always looking for a finger to point at somebody for blaming the action in the market today. We can probably point to the International Monetary Fund, which now adds up in the world $150 trillion in debt around the world. $150 trillion. How long would it take you to count to $150 trillion? Oh, I think a few eons of time. And meanwhile, on Yahoo, you know what's trending? With $150 trillion in debt, here's what's trending. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. Where's Kim Kardashian today, huh? She gets angry when she's not at the top of whatever is trending. Is it sustainable, $150 trillion in debt, and you want to buy more? You want to buy bonds right now with interest rates headed higher, with the Fed poised to hike and the world awash in debt, and you want to buy more debt? Man, I say to asset allocation and the traditional asset allocation model, it may have worked during normal times, but now that there's $150 trillion in debt, what is that going to do to that bond allocation over the next 5 years, 10 years? In my book, it's unsustainable. That debt is unsustainable. While I'm eating sustainable grass-fed beef and sustainable oysters from sustainable beds, the government is running an unsustainable criminal operation that has racked up $150 trillion in debt. And we're supposed to put our trust and faith in the government. Meanwhile, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift are trending on Yahoo. Strong jobless claims today. That's another reason the market is down. Well, Bill, that's good news that people aren't getting laid off. We have a pretty good jobs picture, if you believe the numbers. Forget the people that gave up looking for jobs because they didn't want to flip burgers at McDonald's. Maybe they should, with the minimum wages rising all the time. They'll be making more than me here pretty soon. Well, strong jobless claims. Only 249,000 people filed for unemployment. That's better than expected news. And the theory is that will trigger the Fed. That will be another piece of evidence on the hawkish side of the scales to tip them towards jumping interest rates higher in December of this year. And the market is also not going to really go into rally mode today with the big monthly jobs report tomorrow. Now, do you think there's even a chance 1 month before the election that we'll have a bad jobs report tomorrow? I don't think so. You've heard the old story, you know, the CEO comes into the accounting department and they say, well, what do you want the number to be, boss? And they deliver the number or their heads will roll the next day. I got to believe we're going to have a very strong jobs report tomorrow, 1 month before the election. Hurricane Matthew, you know, that's something. That's probably driving up oil prices here a little bit. My son-in-law, stepdaughter, two grandchildren sequestered somewhere. I believe they're in Charlotte, North Carolina, hanging out until this thing passes. They're right in the path down in Charleston, South Carolina, on the coast, the eastern coast, the coast you don't want to be in. Meanwhile, I'm way over on the western coast. Somebody called me yesterday during my walk. I was walking on the beach. It was just a little bit breezy yesterday. And he said, what are you doing? I can hear, are you on the east coast? Is the hurricane approaching? I said, no, it's the wind in my iPhone and in my hair here in Southern California. The Giants beat the Mets. I did watch that. I'm a Padre fan, so we don't like anybody in the Western League. We don't like the Dodgers. We don't like the Rockies. We don't like the Diamondbacks, and we don't like the Giants. I was rooting for the Mets, but you know what? Listen, the Giants, here's an ex-manager, Bruce Bochy of the Padres. We got rid of him because he couldn't take us to the big dance. How many times has he taken San Francisco to the big dance? Certain Hall of Fame manager. They have a winning mentality there. And you'd have to say that the Mets have kind of had that, you know, I don't know. They haven't been in the playoffs a lot over the years. I don't know about their mentality of the amazing Mets. So Giants move on and will face a buzzsaw in the Chicago Cubs. Oil breaks $50 for the first time since June. I continue to be bullish on the oil patch. I'm the guy that in July said a new mega trend was forming in the market, and it's energy. And I hope you energized your portfolio, not with Monster energy drinks, not with caffeine. I hope you added a few energy stocks. I'm the guy that said in July to run, walk, don't walk, run from the REITs, and the REITs continue to get pounded, man. They're just getting pounded. You know what else is getting pounded? And that was the other warning I sent out in July, the utilities. The utilities are now down 9% since July. Boy, that makes that 3% dividend yield pale in comparison to what you lost in capital. Well, I try to keep you in the right areas of the market, and I try to keep you out of the bad neighborhoods. Money continues to flow from mutual funds to ETFs. That should come as no surprise. ETFs continue to suck in money, lower fees. Money continues to pour out of mutual funds. My, how technology changes the times. Walmart, no growth whatsoever. How many times have I told you Walmart is a big, stodgy, old stock of yesteryear after being one of the great growth stocks of all time? Not anymore. Walmart's about where it was 5 years ago in price. It's another big cause of today's little drop in the market. It's a member of the Dow. It's down 3% today. Walmart's finally figuring out that they need to ramp up their online offerings. Take on Amazon. You know what? You know, by the time you realize that, like once Yahoo realized that Google had passed them by and was eons ahead of them, it was too late to ramp up their search engine business. They had already lost the market. Walmart is investing in JD.com, one you should take note of. JD.com is a Chinese retailer They are a Amazon of China, a small Amazon of China, a $40 billion company. Why would Walmart be investing in them? Well, it looks to me like Walmart intends on using their platform to sell Walmart goods. Now, how does that work? Let's see. It's made in China. It comes to Walmart, and then Walmart sells it online back to China. All right. I guess that's how it works. Citigroup likes the European banks. You know, here you go. Here's the value trap. Here's the value message. They think that the European banks have gone from a value trap to a value trade. Now, remember, we're talking about Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse here. They think they are good value. Well, I like value, and I like a little performance, and these stocks are hitting new lows. So you take your pick. You want to buy just value, or you want to wait for a little performance to kick in? This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. I just find that amazing. $150 trillion in debt is the news today from the International Monetary Fund, and Katy Perry and Taylor Swift are trending on Yahoo. All right, let's see. What else do we have? Well, we were talking about the European banks. You know what? I just don't know that I would want to buy any bank stocks right now. Now, if interest rates start to head up, consider the bank stocks. They need a little spread in there. Those negative rates in Germany and Japan are not good for the financial sector. But Citigroup likes the European banks. Well, I don't like Citigroup, so there. Yum Brands, China sales disappoint. Well, that ought to whet your appetite for that spinoff that Yum's going to do of their China operations. Yum Brands, you know, it's been a tough year for the restaurant stocks, very tough year. The minimum wage situation and rising cost of ingredients and whatnot are hurting them. Yum Brands is down 1.6%. It is a member of the S&P 500. That's also weighing on the market a little bit. And let's not forget Twitter, which is down about 17%. You know, I've always said it is not a good reason to buy a stock because of rumors that they're going to be bought out. Twitter is down 19% today. So for those of you who bought Twitter on buyout rumors, chalk that up in your rules, 100 rules to live by in the stock market. Don't buy stocks because of takeover rumors. Google, nah, not interested. Apple, eh, I don't think so. Disney, no. All rumored to buy Twitter, no, none of them interested. So they're still looking for a buyer. If somebody wants to write a check out there, you can pick up Twitter today for $14 billion, which is a lot cheaper than it was yesterday. I like this story. Russia suspends nuclear agreement with the U.S. because there's a tiff between the two countries. And we're supposed to trust the nuclear agreement we made with Iran. Look how easy it is to just, you know what, we're suspending. Russia has curtailed its cooperation with the U.S. in nuclear energy, suspending an agreement terminating 2 days after the Kremlin shelved another pact that it made with Washington on plutonium. You see how those agreements work? So I wouldn't go thumping my chest about any ending of nuclear development in Iran. Look how easy it is to just walk away from these things. Who's going to be the next UN secretary? Now, we don't get to vote on that. We know that it's been Ban Ki-moon from South Korea for the last 5 years. His term ends on December 3rd. Some said Barack Obama was a candidate, but he's not eligible. It can't be from one of the founding member countries. Instead, former Portuguese prime minister. Aren't the Portugal had some terrible problems with their finances not too recently. Antonio Guterres is set to become the next UN Secretary General. Guterres, who was the head of the UN's refugee agency for 10 years until 2015, would replace South Korea's Ban Ki-moon, whose second five-year term ends on December 3rd. Well, you know what? We should watch that, because the UN has all kinds of agendas that you may not know about. The Paris Climate Accord to take effect in November. Well, that's just a month from now, okay? So let's 200 countries to cap emissions, curb the global rise in temperature will go on force on November 4th. After the pact reached the threshold necessary. Now, it doesn't have any teeth in it yet, but they're headed in that direction. Here's a big story.
Utility shares still look pricey, even after the longest losing streak since 2002. All right, let's go to SeekingAlpha.com, where I write an article weekly. Let's look up Bill Gunderson's headline from his July 5th newsletter. I don't thump my chest very often. I would have a sore chest if I did. But let's just take a look at Bill Gunderson's articles. We'll go back to July 5th. Here's the headline. The Fed-induced bubble in utilities continues to grow. That was July 5th. I said to run, not walk, away from utilities and REITs at that time. And now we hear today, this is Fred Alger Management's Brad Newman. Utility shares fell today for the ninth straight session, marking their longest losing streak since 2002. Now, when I said to run, they were all-time highs at the top. And deepening the recent slide in income-producing investments as investors warily watch central banks and interest rates. The S&P utility sector has dropped 7.5% in 9 days, including another 0.3% fall yesterday. During this period, AES is down 10%, EXC down 9%, PPL down 9%, PCG down 8%, Con Edison down 8%. Trees don't grow to the sky, says Fred Alger's management, Brad Newman. It was almost like the market was waiting for an excuse to send high-yielding stocks back toward their historical valuations. That's exactly what I pointed out in July. The problem was valuations. Eventually something's going to give. And I think I've said in recent shows, they have further to go down. The REITs look horrible. And here's what Brad Newman from Fred Alger Management says, adding that such stocks could have further to fall. Oh, I totally agree. Finally, with some guy out there, an analyst. Even after the recent decline in share prices, utilities have a 12-month trailing P.E. ratio as of 21.4 as of Tuesday versus 19.8 for the S&P. So here you've got 4% growth stocks trading at richer P.E.s than the overall market. I told you something had to give, and it has. At the beginning of the year, utilities had a lower ratio than the broad market. That is why, in the Best Stocks Now way of looking at stocks, valuation is one half of the formula. If you choose to ignore valuations, I don't care what asset class it is, I don't care what sector it is, valuation really, really matters. And I see these guys merrily going along recommending REITs on a daily basis in articles, totally ignoring valuation. They were wrong in July when they came after me and attacked me, saying, oh, you're crazy. It's all about a no-growth economy. The Fed's going to stand pat forever. Well, you left out the valuation argument. Have you looked at valuations, price to earnings, price to sales, price to book value, price to cash flow, where they are historically versus where they are today? How can you recommend 3 or 4 months ago and continue to recommend real estate investment trust and utilities? Man, valuation matters. All right, well, let's find some value and some momentum and some performance when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. A fired up Bill Gunderson today, doggone it.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, let's find a couple of good ones to talk about. I just wanted to mention one thing here, though, before we do that. I was just looking at my Seeking Alpha article of July 5th, which said the Fed-induced bubble in utilities continue to grow, and I sent out a dire warning on utilities and REITs. That article had 1,145 page reads, which is very, very low. And then I wrote 6 weeks later, I said, I hope you listened to the warning I sent out about REITs and utilities. It had 14,855 page reads. Then the next week I said, REITs and utilities are still expensive. Here are some alternatives to look at. And I talked about how I was pivoting away from that stuff into other things. That had 18,440 page reads. So the people that attacked me on my first article on July 5th as to why I thought REITs and utilities were the most expensive sector in the entire market. Well, that prophetic warning has come true in spades as they continue to get clobbered, and I believe they have further to go. Wait till you see my article this week, which will first be seen in my newsletter Saturday morning. Saturday morning, the newsletter people get my articles before they appear in the public websites like Seeking Alpha. Where can you get my newsletter, my weekly newsletter, which has led you into oil, which has led you out of utilities, which has led you out of REITs, which has kept you in the market since March of 2009? You can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com. What has your broker, what has your money manager done? I sold my utilities and my REITs back in July. I had some 30% plus profits in companies like Equinix, Digital Realty Trust, COR, and I sold them. Did your guy let you ride them down into the ground and you lost all your profits? Is anybody managing your portfolio? Is anybody vigilant over there at the house you're trading with? Maybe you're your own house. Maybe you're trading your own stocks. I don't believe in buy and hold. I believe that things are cyclical. Interest rates are cyclical. Weather patterns are cyclical. Fishing is cyclical. We had a very poor fishing season in San Diego after one of the probably the best I've ever seen last year as far as exotic fish showing up in San Diego waters like Wahoo. I got stock symbols in my head. We were catching Wahoo in San Diego on half-day boats. That's never been heard of before. Utilities are cyclical. REITs are cyclical. Oil prices are cyclical. Economies are cyclical. Buy and hold FUI. I believe in buying the cycles. And when the cycles start to turn, I sold my energy stocks in July of 2014 just because of my observations and being immersed in the market. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not a genius. But I sure look outside on what's going on in the world every single day. And I bought back said energy stocks earlier this year, and they continue to roll higher. And like I said, wait till you see my newsletter this Saturday, which I begin working on tonight. Hopefully with a baseball game, with the Dodgers and the Nationals tonight, I think so. Is it Kershaw versus Scherzer? Oh, man, what a barn burner that'll be. But I'll be writing the newsletter, and you can get that newsletter. I've been writing it now for two decades by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. All right, here's a couple of stocks I like right now. OPEC made big news last week with their first production freeze agreement in 8 years. Now, generally speaking, they all cheat. They all shake hands, and behind their back, they got their fingers crossed. You know, OPEC is not one to really like, you know, okay, Saudi Arabia can trust Iran and Iran can trust Saudi Arabia. Well, I don't know about that. But I believe there's more upside potential in the oil sector, and I continue to say this, than any other sector in the market. And oil stocks continue to be big winners. OPEC was formed in Baghdad in 1960.
It originally had 5 members, but today it consists of 14 countries. These countries combined produce about 43% of the world's oil and contain about 73% of the world's proven oil reserves. Who can remember waiting in mile-long gas lines in the early 70s to fill up your car with gas? I can remember. Gas was scarce. It was expensive. You had to have an even license plate on Tuesday to get gas and an odd license plate on Wednesday. OPEC had cut way back on production during the Iranian Revolution. And I can still remember the long lines in the late 70s to fill up my car with gas. That was, what was that? That was the Yom Kippur War that caused the Iran or the oil embargo. And oil continues to be a big story in the market. In my weekly newsletter in July 1st of this year, that's when I warned about the REITs and the utilities and big, large cap dividend paying stocks. I suggested that the next mega trend in the market was the energy sector. I wrote at the time that I continue to see a sector trend that is looking better and better by the week. I currently still see that trend strengthening. In my opinion, again, the energy sector still offers more upside potential, along with volatility, than any other sector in the market. And in my July newsletter, I mentioned several energy ETFs as a way to play the sector. When I write articles and talk about a trend forming, I get into the specifics. I mentioned DIG, which was a ProShares oil and gas ETF, which is 2x leveraged on the energy sector. And I mentioned the stocks that are in DIG. I currently continue to own a position in DIG. DIG is up 27.4% since the beginning of the year. I showed a 5-year chart of DIG, an ETF that tracks energy stocks. For those more on the wild side, the guys that wear the the loud suits with the plaid pants and the white shoes and drive in the fancy cars in the fast lane of the freeway, smoking big cigars, there's a 3x energy sector, ERX. I also own that one in my aggressive growth account. It's up 40% since the beginning of the year. And in my article warning about REITs, utilities, I said, I've been pivoting away from them to energy income. Income derived from energy stocks. BP had a 7% dividend at the time. It continues to move higher. Chevron has a rich dividend. Many of the MLPs, and there's MLP ETFs, also have good dividends. Now, I haven't converted 100% to energy income, but I believe that that is a much better choice right now. And I identify that as an area I was pivoting to for income away from the REITs and the utilities, which are now getting smashed 3 months later. So not only do I like energy for income as a portion of my income portfolio, which I currently am heavily weighted in that area, I also like it for growth. I think there's some great growth opportunities. And some of these stocks, these energy stocks, these classic energy stocks, and if you go back to my book in 2012, I mentioned several young energy companies. I'm not a guy that likes ExxonMobil, and Chevron, although I own it for dividends. When it comes to growth, I like the smaller companies that are growing at a much faster rate than an ExxonMobil or a Chevron. And I wrote about several energy stocks in 2011 in my book, Best Stocks Now. Well, guess what? Those stocks are just flying right now. They are absolutely flying. If you still could get my book on Amazon, Best Stocks Now, and we can also sell it to you from my website, GundersonCapital.com. I'm not here to sell books, but I am here to tell you that there were 5 energy stocks. Two of them have already been bought out.
for big premiums. And three or four of them are still around today. Now, they went through some lean years. You can't change your picks in a book, but now they're taking off again. And when we come back, I want to identify one of them. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's dig into one here that has a little value and has some momentum right now, and I like the combination of those two. And in fact, when we combine that momentum with that value, we get a stock that's currently ranked number 138 in the database, in the Best Stocks Now database, which you can look up at beststocksnowapp.com. All right, this company, headquartered in Midland, Texas. Ever been to Midland? I know they got good barbecue there. I'm sure Ken over there at Salem can tell me all about the best barbecue joints in Texas, in Midland. I'm going to come down there sometime and take him out for some brisket. Or he could take me out. He knows the barbecue joints. Now, one of my favorite oil stocks, Concho Resources, CXO, is engaged in the acquisition, development, and exploration of oil and natural gas in the Permian Basin in West Texas. It currently has a market cap of $19 billion. Okay, that makes it a large cap stock, but you know, this is a moderate risk kind of a stock, maybe even aggressive stock. You know how oil is a cyclical business. Concho currently owns 1.1 million acres in the Permian Basin of West Texas and also southeast New Mexico. In my app, it's obviously in the energy sector. Its market cap, $19.3 billion. Large cap, risk profile moderate, $1.5 billion a year in sales. Price to sales, 11.4. Price to book value, 3.0. The performance, well, it goes up and down with the oil cycles, but consider that over the last 5 years, even when we've had a precipitous drop in oil prices, Concho has managed to return to investors 14.1% while the market's 13.9%, but I like what it's doing recently. Over the last 12 months, CXO is up almost 40% while the market's up just 13%, which gives it some momentum. I like when momentum and value come together. Now, Concho, let's take a look here at a chart of Concho. How's it doing today here? It hit a new all-time high or a new 52-week high yesterday. In fact, it had a nice breakout. It's pulling back about a half a percent here today. It's hard to put. You can't do an earnings valuation on Concho. That's what I do in the app. Our earnings-based valuations. You have to instead look at proven reserves and future potential growth. I believe that Concho, trading at $140 per share today, still has significant opportunity ahead of it. I also like strong technical patterns in stocks. When I look at stocks, I like to look at charts. I like to look at five-year charts, one-year charts. Concho probably has one of the best one-year charts. I showed it in my newsletter over the weekend in the entire market. You could compare that with a chart like Wells Fargo, which has a horrible chart. Some people would say, well, why would I want to buy a stock that just broke out recently to new highs, 52-week highs? Well, your alternative is to buy one that just broke down to new 52-week lows, like Wells Fargo.
would you rather buy something on the way down or would you rather buy something on the way up? Now, if you buy something on the way up without knowing, having any clue as to the valuation, then you're just a momentum investor. But if you can also put in a solid foundation of value to stand on also, I just feel a little bit better about that. Concho, I currently own in both my premier growth portfolio and in my ultra growth portfolio. It's been good to me so far. It's one of probably about 10 different oil stocks that I currently own at the current time. Well, I still like the oil patch. Concho Resources currently fits my the way I have of analyzing the market. I want value and I want performance. And as I said, Concho is currently ranked very high in my overall grading system, number 138 out of 4,176. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock. Now we got to go out and fill our portfolios with other like stocks that have those kinds of characteristics. No matter what sectors they come from all over the place, and sometimes they come from all over the world. And just like the San Francisco Giants did everything they could do to put the best 25 players on the field last night, you should do the same in your portfolio. That's why I just get a little nauseous when I think about diversifying in an asset allocation that ends up owning thousands of stocks and bonds all over the place with the world awash in debt. I would rather focus a little more and try to put together a portfolio of the best rather than just a big bag of baseball cards that includes utility infielders, relief pitchers that nobody ever heard of, guys with big horn-rimmed glasses, you know, that nobody will ever trade for that baseball card. I can remember one. I must have had 25 of that guy. You know, they printed up a bunch of him. He had big horn-rimmed glasses. Back in the 70s, I think he played for the Tigers. He was like a middle relief pitcher. You know, that's what they fill those ETFs with sometimes. Go in and dig in a little bit. There's a lot of the Walmarts of the world in there. So, anyways, that's the way I like to do things. I wrote in March of 2009 that a new bull market had been born. I wrote in September or in July of this year to get the heck out of the REITs and the utilities. I suggested other alternatives instead. And I also wrote about a new mega trend forming in the market. Well, what am I going to write about this week? You'll have to wait and see. But I've got some big ideas in my mind at the current time. You can get my newsletter by going to GundersonCapital.com. Just look at the pictures every week. That's all I ask. And if you're not willing to accept a robot-driven, big-box warehouse, money balancing every quarter, plain vanilla, one-size-fits-all asset allocation in a world that has $150 trillion in debt and the scepter of higher interest rates down the road, if you would rather have a more targeted approach in your asset allocation and a more managed approach, you can reach us, Gunderson Capital, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.